Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said the SALAC Secretariat is continuing preparations for the summit to be held at Sandals Beaches Resort in March of this year.
They did a site visit to see how things are coming down at the site of Sandals. There'll be a soft opening to accommodate SILAC. And then after SILAC and they test their systems there, they will open at the end of March properly. But you know, there are some delegations which have already booked out a lot of rooms at a number of different places. That's what I've been advised. And we're working on the outcome document, the declaration, the overall declaration, and then we'd have some specific individual declarations on particular subjects. So we it's not easy for any country to host such a big group, much less to a country the size of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. But we have good teams and there's good leadership, administrative leadership, the political leadership is focused, and we're getting things done.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is hosting the summit as pro tempore president of SELAC is expected to hand over the pro tempore presidency of SELAC to Honduras. In January of 2022, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, with unanimous support, became the first CARICOM country to receive the pro tempore SELAC presidency, taking over the role from Argentina. I'm Donnie Collins with today's SELAC report.